Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 26th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. LG's V60 ThinQ 5G is its third dual-screen phone with a second screen in a case that can be separated from the main phone. The V60 has the Snapdragon 865 processor, an improved camera that handles 8K video, and a headphone jack. Both screens are 6.8-inch FHD Plus OLED with a small notch. LG and Google apps can span both screens. The 5G is optimized for sub-6 networks, but there will also be a model optimized for millimeter wave. On the rear is a 1.7-inch sensor, 64-megapixel f1.8 camera, which uses pixel binning for 16-megapixel images. The V60 has 128 gigabytes of storage, 8 gigabytes of RAM, Wi-Fi 6, and a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. Prices will be announced by carriers, but LG says they will be less than $1,000 when the V60 arrives in the spring. Reuters sources say key Foxconn officials have not yet returned to Chinese factories working remotely from Taipei. The sources also say delays in supply chain processes by the COVID-19 virus concerns might delay shipments even into the autumn of products like the iPhone that rely on Foxconn's Chinese factories. Foxconn is getting advice on virus prevention from Zhang Danshan, who is credited with finding the correct way to treat SARS 17 years ago. Zhang was recently appointed head of China's National Health Commission investigation into the COVID-19 virus outbreak. Tempo is a 42-inch HD touchscreen with Microsoft's Azure Connect camera inside to track your exercise form while you take live streaming classes. As you follow the on-screen instructions in strength training, cardio, yoga, and more, dots on the screen plot your movements and instructions appear to help you perfect your form. Classes grade you on your form, not the total number of reps you do. Classes cost $39 a month for a subscription, and the Tempo cabinet screen with its standard barbell and weights up to 100 pounds cost $1,995. Deposits of $250 are needed to reserve one now, shipping in summer. Panasonic announced it will end its 4-year joint venture with Tesla to produce solar cells and modules at a factory in Buffalo, New York. Panasonic's solar manufacturing operations at the plant will cease in May, and Panasonic will be entirely out of the factory by September. Tesla plans to continue operations at the factory on its own. Panasonic still works with Tesla on a joint battery cell factory in Reno, Nevada. The Brave browser now automatically offers a link to an archive.org page when the current page is unavailable. Clicking that link takes you to the Wayback Machine, where you can scroll through snapshots of the historical record of the missing page and choose one if you want. The Internet Archive offers similar functions and extensions for Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board announced Tuesday that a March 2018 fatal crash of a Tesla Model X SUV was caused by a combination of Tesla's autopilot operating in conditions it couldn't handle and the driver being distracted by a game on his phone. The SUV hit a concrete barrier at high speed, killing the driver. A cushion at the end of the barrier had been damaged in a previous crash and, if replaced, might have saved the driver's life. The board made 9 recommendations, including that Tesla prevent autopilot from operating in conditions it was not designed for and create a more effective method of ensuring driver attention. The NTSB also recommends phone companies lock out distracting phone features when it detects someone is driving. Disney's Robert Iger announced he has stepped down as CEO. Iger announced in 2018 he planned to retire, but the announcement Tuesday was unexpected. Disney's chairman of Parks, Experiences, and Products, Bob Chapek, is the new Disney CEO. Iger will assume the role of executive chairman through 2021 and continue to direct creative endeavors while leading the board. Damien Real and Noah Rubin wrote an algorithm to determine every possible 8-note 12-beat melody contained within an octave. They released the algorithm under an open-source license on GitHub and released the melodies under a Creative Commons No Rights Reserved license on archive.org, meaning anybody can use them. The idea is to reduce the number of copyright lawsuits based on simple melodies rather than whole songs. The first VC-backed startup in Africa to go public on a major exchange, e-commerce company Jumia, announced it was profitable in gross profit versus fulfillment expenses, though it lost money overall. Jumia operates goods and services in 11 countries and raised revenue 24% in 2019 to 160 million euros. Annual active customers rose 54% to 6.1 million last year. Despite a 40% increase in orders in Q4, gross merchandise value for 2019 declined 3%, due to phones and electronics. Finally, research firm Omdia estimates Apple shipped 46.3 million iPhone XRs in 2019, making it the most popular phone worldwide. The rest of the top five in order was the iPhone 11, Galaxy A10, Galaxy A50, and Galaxy A20. Xiaomi's Red Note 7 was the highest shipping phone not from Apple or Samsung at number 8. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.